So does anyone ever use the FinHER data of short-course trastuzumab as a consideration in, you know, a relatively low-risk patient?
Maura?
Well, I don't decide initially that I'm going to give a short course, but we do follow ejection fractions going forward. And when people drop and they're flirting around even 50, I'll sometimes say, I think you've had enough, because I really don't know how much is enough in terms of duration of trastuzumab.
So use the FinHER data to sort of justify that comfort zone.
Exactly. Yes. But I think I heard Edith present data in the last week that there are more patients in the combined analysis that got short duration Herceptin than in the FinHER trial. And that...
No doubt.
Okay. Yeah.
In absolute
and
numbers.
Right. And that the outcome was not as good with abbreviated trastuzumab as...
But why did they get less Herceptin? Because they're different patients.
Maybe. But we'll see. I mean...
Different
so
in terms of what? I mean, cardiac?
Oh, they're probably different in every way. If you take the patients out of a randomized trial that didn't complete treatment, they're different in lots of ways. They're probably... Do you remember that expression from medical school about PPP? I mean, they're probably sicker or maybe have more advanced disease, or they're different, that's for sure.
I guess the extension of that is that in the trials where the placebo group that were compliant have a better outcome than placebo patients who are not compliant, that's exactly the kind of data we're talking about. So in some elderly patients, we've used a short regimen based on the FinHER data. It's a little bit of a balance. In a public hospital setting, it's a cost thing. People are looking at our money, and I said, I want to give some trastuzumab, and it's a safety issue plus a cost issue, so I've been willing to do it based on that data.
What's the safety issue?
Well, if you have a cardiac concern. And it doesn't take too much in an older person to have a relative risk cardiac concern.
But most of the cardiac events, if you look at the NSABP study and all the studies, it is actually very early on. There is no delayed cardiac events which occur, say, at end of 6 months or a year down the line in the therapy. So the thing is that either the myocardium is going to show dysfunction soon after start of therapy, but duration I don't think has panned out that if you give it for a longer duration, it increases the risk of cardiac dysfunction.
Well, we're going to find out pretty soon.